you know, at a high level, you know, if you're going from an organization that you're basically leading, to an organization like HHS, you know, which is massive.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a really massive change. And from an environment standpoint, you know, it is a very different environment. But I've actually found that my day to day, month to month, life as an entrepreneur, and kind of rhythm of life as an entrepreneur is actually very, very similar.
Mm.
'Cause what's happening at HHS is I'm not running in large chunks of the operations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically charged with identifying key opportunities,
mm-hmm.
To help the American public, and then literally founding these virtual startups,
mm-hmm.
Recruiting teams from across HHS to then operate as, you know, super nimble virtual project teams,
mm-hmm.
within HHS to go do something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think of, you know, each of these project teams, these virtual startups, as, you know, entrepreneurial ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And they act and talk very similar to the ventures that I was leading in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're populated with people that are phenomenal. And the reason why the ventures are becoming so successful is not because of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of these teams of people who are doing just extraordinary work.
Talk about the development of one of these virtual startups.
Yeah.
How do you go about identifying, as you call it, an opportunity,
yeah.
That's worthy of one of these?
Yeah. Well, in certain cases, you know, there are priorities that have been designated by the secretary. And so that is a very straightforward exercise. I say, okay, that's a key opportunity to go after.
Mm-hmm.
In other cases.
Because the boss wants you to.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Because it's really important. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's one way. And then another way, is, to, have something bubble up, actually, and to have, a team of people bubble up with it,
mm-hmm.
From across HHS that are really interested in it, and they want to band together to do something about it. And that's actually very exciting as well.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of that is we launched, a virtual startup recently called Text for Health, which is a task force that's basically charged with, maxing out the ability for HHS to leverage text messaging. To help improve health.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this came about is kind of an interesting story. We, with the blessing of the secretary, launched a innovation awards competition that we're now holding every 6 months across HHS called HHS Innovates.
Mm-hmm.
And the way this works is any HHS employee can nominate online a person or a team that's done something really awesome, that's actually executed an innovation that really changes how HHS does business and helps it improve delivery on its mission. So the first round that we did earlier in 2010, over 100 teams got nominated for these awards. Then we put all the teams online and have the entire workforce vote,
mm-hmm.
on which ones they think are the coolest. And so 10,000 votes were cast. We narrowed it down to 6 finalists, and the secretary then actually picked her favorite 3. One of the 3 winners, which we celebrated with, you know, a big public ceremony, was called Text for Baby, which actually I spoke with your friend Chris Dorbeck about,
mm-hmm.
earlier. And Text for Baby is this really cool public-private venture where any mother or father actually can text baby or bebe in Espanol to 501-401,
mm-hmm.
and they get automatically enrolled in a series of text messages that they get throughout the course of the pregnancy and the first year of the baby's life that helps you understand how the best to take care of your baby.
Wow.
So it got launched in February, and well over 100,000 moms have signed up for this now. It's actually the largest free text messaging health program in the country.
Wow.
And getting a ton of traction. And it was actually put together by a group of courageous public and private sector entrepreneurs that band together and said, this is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we've actually now done is said, well, that's a really incredible achievement. How can we scale that and clone that across HHS?
Mm-hmm.
So in the wake of the win of Text for Baby, of HHS Innovates, we formed this Text for Health work group. And recruited a bunch of people who've been doing really cool work on text messaging and mobile health across HHS to join this team,
mm-hmm.
to figure out, well, how are we going to basically help take Text for Baby from 100,000 moms to 1 million moms by the end of 2012? And how can we clone it in areas like potentially smoking cessation,
mm-hmm.
right, or healthy kids?
Yeah.
And so there's a bunch of really exciting work happening there. But that's an example of the one that, you know, wasn't kind of a leadership designated priority,
yeah.
right? You know, but one where really cool stuff happened,
yeah.
and a team bubbled up, an idea bubbled up to then form a virtual startup,
mm-hmm.
That's on a very tight time frame to deliver something really cool that that we'll be talking about in a couple months.
And no disrespect to the ideas that come from above, but those have to be really exciting, maybe more exciting than the other kinds, because you know that you're getting them from people who are passionate about that particular issue.
Oh, it's 100% right. Yeah. You know, and you know, people at HHS are extraordinarily passionate about what they do. I mean, you know so much about virtually every aspect of health and healthcare. And so the smartest thing the leader can do is say, look, I'm basically not here to lead. I'm here to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically find the very smartest people and most dedicated people, which there are a ton at HHS, right? And figure out what they're working on, what they're obsessed about, what ideas they have, right? And then basically connect them with sisters and brothers across HHS they may not have known about into virtual teams focused on that particular idea and then give them the air cover and the highway for them to go kick butt, right? And support them. And that's really what I've been doing in my entrepreneur residence role. It's what we're doing more broadly across HHS, and it's working really well.